Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Patrick Diener, and we are about to start the one and only Soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
The show where you can know more about cool movies, listen to their songs, practice a little bit of your English, answer our trivias, and have fun with us. You can listen to our show either on Uninter's web radio or on our Facebook page. You can easily find us there just searching for Soundtrack Radio, or if you prefer, go to facebook.com/soundtrackradio. There, you find not only our shows but also more information about movies, music, and how to interact with us and with other people who listen to the show. By the way, we want to listen from you via direct message on our Facebook page. You can send us suggestions, ideas, or just stop by and say hi. Don't be shy. We are a friendly lot. Join me entering this dark room where you can see a silver screen shining back at you. And from this light, you start watching the most interesting things in the world. And in this magic room, you can travel without lifting your feet, and you can dream and visit lands that exist only in fantasy. You see kingdoms from different eras. You'll be able to meet princesses, heroes, monsters. You laugh and you cry. You fall in love and you'll be scared. You'll be amazed, but ultimately, you will be inspired. Inspired by the movies world, a world that you can see from outside in, but that can also live within you. Welcome to Soundtrack.
I am Batman. Everybody here in Gotham City listens to Soundtrack.
In our staff's weekly meeting to talk about ideas for the show, we were wondering which movies could have a soundtrack as good as the movie itself. Sometimes, they just don't match. I bet you have already watched an excellent movie, but its soundtrack was just, okay. And I also bet you have already watched some movies that you found lame, but its music was like, wow, you know? For example, I felt something like this, and please, don't come you guys wanting to slit my throat just because of this, okay? My humble opinion of mine. But it happened to me when I watched Guardians of the Galaxy in the movie theater. And don't get me wrong, I love these blockbuster movies, hero movies, you know, since I was a kid, but I digress, sorry. So I watched Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't leave the room feeling excited and waiting for the next one to come, but its soundtrack, oh boy, it got me going throughout the entire movie, do you know what I mean? All of this chitty-chat about the quality of movie and the quality of soundtrack in order to announce today's show movie. In my humble opinion, it's a flick that combines a great story, magnificent cinematography, and a sweet, perfectly orchestrated soundtrack. It ran for 2018's Academy Award. Moreover, it has a multicultural production. The movie was officially produced by Italy, France, USA, and guess what? Brazil! We'll talk more about it in a while. Can you guess today's movie? I'm talking about Call Me By Your Name.
Play that again.
Play what again?
The thing you played outside.
Oh, you want me to play the thing I played outside?
Please.
I will always bring you a little synopsis of the movie, so if you didn't see it, you can get the picture, all puns intended. Speaking of synopsis, do you know the difference between synopsis and plot?
Good question, Gary.
Broadly speaking, a plot is the general course of the story, including significant events that determine its course or events. On the other hand, a synopsis is a brief summary of the major points of a written work, an abridgment or a condensation of a work. Going back to the synopsis, the story is set in northern Italy in the summer of 1983, where 17-year-old Elio Perlman is living with his parents. His father is a professor, and he welcomes in his home a graduate student that comes every summer to help him with his research. And this year's student is Oliver. Elio gives up his room so Oliver can stay in there. With not much else to do, the two begin spending their time together, with Elio showing Oliver around. In the beginning, Elio doesn't like Oliver very much. And I know what you might be thinking. Oh my god, I don't want to listen to spoilers. Calm down, I will tell you just a little bit more in the story. Take it as a very light spoiler just to situate you. But Oliver continues to invite the crabby Elio to hang out. They develop some sort of a bond. Elio becomes increasingly interested in Oliver, tagging along just to linger around him. They continue spending time together, getting closer and more intimate. And the story develops from here. We will talk a little bit about the movie and its songs in a while, because now it's trivia time! I guess you know already how our trivia works, right? I'll make you a question about the movie, you will think about the answer throughout the show, and I'll give you the answer in the end. And our question is... The actor who plays Elio in Call Me By Your Name was in another movie running for 2018's Academy Award, the Oscars. What is the name of this movie? And here comes our first song of today's show. We're going to listen to what is one of the most beautiful songs I've heard lately. The theme song of Call Me By Your Name is Mystery of Love.
Oh, to see without my eyes, the first time that you kissed me, boundless by the time I cried. I built your walls around me, white noise, what an awful sound.
Sleep within your bed, river of
back. The song we have just listened to, Mystery of Love, was specially composed by Sufjan Stevens for the film. Sufjan Stevens is an American singer-songwriter. His first album came out in the year 2000. He has released albums of varying styles from electronica to lo-fi folk. And I have some news. Some of our followers are having trouble listening to us on our Facebook page. Worry no more, fellow follower. I have just created an external account on Mixcloud, and the links to every audio show will be also on our Facebook page. Just click, listen, and enjoy. Talking about our followers, we have received a suggestion in our Facebook page from Daniel Yonamin. He gave us a brilliant idea. He said, "Why don't you play a song from a different movie? A movie that is not the one you're talking about on the show. And people have to guess from which movie this song is. I simply adore the suggestion, and I'm going to gladly use it in our shows from now on. And you know what? We are starting it right now. We're gonna play, I play the music, you guess the movie."
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly, think.
So I'm gonna play you a song that is not from Call Me By Your Name. Can you guess the movie that has this song in its soundtrack? So, could you guess its movie? This song was written by Quentin Tarantino. It's called Pumpkin and the Honey Bunny. It was inspired by a traditional song from the Mediterranean region. And the movie is... Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction is one of my favorite movies of all time, and I remember watching it for the first time. The scene where Uma Thurman's character lay flat on the ground after overdosing and being rescued with a shot of adrenaline impressed me in such a way I can still remember that sequence vividly nowadays.
This doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting-to-know-you chit-chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Okay, but let's get back to our theme movie of the show, Call Me By Your Name. Do you remember in the beginning of the show when I mentioned that the production of the movie was also Brazilian? But how's that so? Two Brazilians were nominated for 2018 Oscars. One of them, Carlos Saldanha, known for animations such as Ice Age and Rio, was running for Best Animated Movie with Ferdinand.
Hey, if I was a normal bull, I would have never found this farm. And we wouldn't be brothers!
Unfortunately, he didn't win. But this animation is on my list of must-sees. The other fellow countryman running was Rodrigo Teixeira, a Brazilian producer who produced Call Me By Your Name. The film has co-production credits from Italy, France, Brazil, and the United States. And just as a side note, the movie is spoken in English, Italian, French, German, and Hebrew. Since the movie is set in the 1980s, it's no surprise that not only original songs by Sufjan Stevens come up in this soundtrack. There are loads of down the memory lane kind of tracks if you are into it. Just like our next track. The English band called The Psychedelic Furs released the song Love My Way in 1982. It is classified as a new wave post-punk song. Let me know on the comments in our page if you like this sort of music.
Dance floor, it's a fashion with a gun, my love.
From the movie Hero 6, and you're listening to Soundtrack. And we're back! One of the reasons that Call Me By Your Name had such a buzz around it was because it touches in a still controversial subject. The love between two people of the same gender. Of course, times are changing, thankfully, and romance stories such as this are being received as nothing much than what it really is, a romantic story. But in places like Tunisia, where homosexuality is considered a crime, the flick was censored. The premiere was suspended. But Tunisia wasn't alone. In addition, the feature was also banned from China. And there is another curiosity about a different taboo: nudity. On the original screenplay, the writer James Ivory added some scenes with nudity. But the sequences were not shot because the actor's contract did not allow it. And aren't you feeling wealthy today? So, let me tell you something about the house where the film was shot. It was for sale. Located in Moscazzano, Italy, it can be bought by $2.7 million. It is surrounded by a 5-acre park. The original villa was built in the 17th century, but was renovated and redecorated in the 1980s. It has 14 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms. I guess that whoever has the money to afford it doesn't worry about paying a good staff numerous enough to keep it tidy. Among the runners for Best Soundtrack at the 19th Academy Awards, Call Me By Your Name was the most listened worldwide, including in Brazil, in that period. And since we are talking about music, let's get back to it. We are leaving the 1980s nostalgia a little bit behind and going back to Sufjan Stevens' creations. The next track we are going to listen to is called Visions of Gideon. The song tells a story of love, of meeting and living it. I think it's a sad but beautiful melody. Check it out.
I have loved you for the last time. Is it a video? Is it a video? I have touched you for the last time. Is it a video? Is it a video? Is it a video? For laughter, I flew up to your arms. Is it a video? Is it a video? Is it a video?
And we are back with the so long-awaited solution of our trivia. The question was, the actor who plays Elio in Call Me By Your Name was in another movie running for the 2018 Academy Awards, the Oscars. What is the name of this other movie? Timothée Chalamet was also in Lady Bird interpreting Kyle. Lady Bird was nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Director, and Best Original Screenplay. One of the most touching sequences in the entire movie for me is when Elio sits with his father to have a serious talk. The dialogue was superbly written, and the interpretation of the actor who plays Elio's father is nothing but spot on, period. I even go a little further, saying that he is the best actor in the movie, even better than the main characters. So, here's what now. The dialogue is so stunning and tender that I have to share it with you. Don't take it as a spoiler. I won't tell the story here. We are about to listen to this quite sincere father and son talk. This is the original audio from the movie. But if you feel that listening to this conversation will ruin your experience watching the movie in the future, okay. You can skip it and go right to the end of the show. No problem at all, no hard feelings. But if you are sticking with me, pay attention to his words. It's worth it.
Right now you may not want to feel anything. Maybe you never wanted to feel anything. Maybe it's not to me you want to speak about these things, but feel something you obviously did. Look, you had a beautiful friendship. Maybe more than a friendship. And I envy you. My place, most parents would hope the whole thing goes away. Pray their sons land on their feet, but I am not such a parent. We rip out so much of ourselves to be cured of things faster that we go bankrupt by the age of 30 and have less to offer each time we start with someone new. But to make yourself feel nothing so as not to feel anything, what a waste. Have I spoken out of turn? And I'll say one more thing. It'll clear the air. I may have come close, but I never had what you two have. Something always held me back, or stood in the way. How you live your life is your business. Just remember, our hearts and our bodies are given to us only once. And before you know it, your heart's worn out. And as for your body, there comes a point when no one looks at it, much less wants to come near it. Right now, there's sorrow, pain. Don't kill it. And with it, the joy you felt.
The movie was also involved in charity, but not in a very regular way. People were being invited on different media by the two main actors to donate as little as $10 to a charity of choice among three previously listed. But the nicest thing was what they were given in return to a randomly selected contributor. The donator not only got a ticket to fly to Los Angeles, but also had a chance to attend the movie's pre-Oscars dinner with the cast of the movie. Wish I was that lucky. So, we are approaching the end of the show. I want to thank the crew that is making it possible. Our intern producers, Kellen and Valeria, who today was also our operating technician, our course coordinator, Alexandre Correa, the entire social communication course staff, and Uninter. And pretty please go to our Facebook page, like us, follow us, and help us spreading the word about the show. Remember to participate. We are all ears, and we are eager to listen from you. No matter if you are shy and just send us a direct message, or if you want to interact with other listeners in the comment boxes, you are all welcome. And once again, you don't have to have an advanced or even an intermediate level of English to join us. If you can get the general idea of what we're talking about, you eventually get more and more used to listening to English. And in no time, you notice that you start understanding not only separate words, but whole sentences, and eventually, the complete program. And besides being on Facebook, where you can always listen to our show from anywhere, anytime, you can also listen to us on Uninter's web radio website at uninter.com/radioweb. That's it for today's show.
20 seconds to self-destruct.
I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed making it. I'm Patrick, this was Soundtrack, and so long, partner!
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying goodnight.
It's been a long, long time since